USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
This historic legislation is about rebuilding the backbone of this country and giving people in this nation, working people, middle-class folks, people who built the country, a fighting chance.
President Biden's comments as he signs a massive COVID-19 stimulus bill into law. In the past year since the pandemic began, the United States has added $5 trillion to our nation's debt. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy calling the bill the largest single spending bill in history and a payoff for political allies of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves has signed the first ban on transgender athletes to participate in women's sports in public schools. The Republicans saying the law is necessary to level the playing field for female athletes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's happened. Since Election Day, more than 5 million people have downloaded the free Newsmax TV app from their smartphone store. It takes seconds, and with the free app, you can watch Newsmax TV right away. Most cable news channels require a paid subscription, not Newsmax. You get real news whenever you want. At home, Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems, and it's free on OTT devices, your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, Vizio, and Roku, YouTube, Zumo, and Pluto. Now, the free smartphone app lets you watch Newsmax easily wherever you are. So check Newsmax.com online for breaking headlines. Then go to the Newsmax TV app to watch the latest news with Sebastian Gorka, Dick Morris, Greg Kelly, Diamond and Silk, Michelle Malkin, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and so much more. Newsmax is already the fourth highest rated cable news channel in America. Everyone is watching Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
House Democrats are inundating the Senate with a series of partisan bills on issues such as expanding mail-in voting, terminating qualified immunity for police, and phasing out fossil fuels, partly in hopes of pressuring holdout Senate Democrats to eliminate the filibuster. The strategy involves Democrats likely losing some fights to Senate Republicans on high-profile legislation, thereby illustrating the purported need to change or junk the decades-old rule requiring 60 votes to proceed on most bills. So far, Democrats lack the 51 votes needed to eliminate the filibuster. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona say they won't approve the rule change, a position that Manchin reiterated on Tuesday. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is marking the one-year anniversary of the first coronavirus shutdowns. During a Capitol briefing, Pelosi noted more than 500,000 Americans have died in the past year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Republican senator is calling for a hearing regarding the border crisis.
Following a report that U.S. Customs and Border Protection encountered more than 100,000 migrants along the southern border in February, one senator is demanding answers from the Biden administration. Missouri Republican Josh Hawley sent a letter to the White House calling for a hearing on Capitol Hill so senators can ask DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas about the administration's plan for dealing with the issue. Hawley tells Fox News that with a lack of information coming from the White House, participating in a hearing is the least they could do.
This administration's policies are acting as a magnet, and they are creating a full-blown humanitarian crisis at the border. Trafficking is up through the roof. It is through the roof, the exploitation of children, and this administration is doing nothing. They're looking the other way, and as you say, President, he won't even have a news conference. I mean, he won't answer any questions at all. The least he can do is actually send his administration chiefs to Capitol Hill and make them answer questions. What are they going to do about this crisis?
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is calling on Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign following numerous sexual harassment allegations. Today, de Blasio demanded Cuomo step down after the latest accuser said the governor groped her in the governor's mansion last year.
Someone who he had power over called them to a private place and then sexually assaulted her is absolutely unacceptable.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.